Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's double-digit drubbing of House Democratic Caucus Chair Joe Crowley in last night's New York primary is as seismic of a defeat in the House since Eric Cantor lost to Dave Brat in 2014. This comes as the Democratic Caucus was starting, for the first time in a long time, to discuss a post-Nancy Pelosi world in Democratic leadership.
With Crowley out, there is sure to be massive Democratic upheaval. Now the race for the Democratic leadership will be wide open. It's too early to say definitively what this means for Pelosi, Jim Clyburn, and Steny Hoyer, the 78, 77, and 79-year-olds who have been in Congress a combined 93 years. It is important to remember there are 63 Democrats who voted against Pelosi in the last leadership election, and more than a dozen candidates have said they would follow suit.
So who is this candidate who beat Crowley? Ocasio-Cortez is 28. She would be the youngest woman ever elected to the House. Here's the stat of the day. Ocasio-Cortez spent $128,140 from the beginning of April to June 6th. Joe Crowley spent $1.1 million over the same period. Remember, Crowley is the Queen's party boss. He controls the Queen's Democratic apparatus. He should have been able to pull out voters to vote for him after 2 decades in Congress. Also think of this. Every single next Democratic House leader is gone. Joe Crowley lost. Javier Becerra, Attorney General of California. Chris Van Hollen, a Maryland senator. Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida went to the DNC, where she was pushed out of the chairmanship.
Heather Cagle writes that this could provide an opening to Linda Sanchez, who is the number 5 in Democratic leadership and has already called for Pelosi, Clyburn, and Hoyer to move on. Others who might have an opening include Hakeem Jeffries of New York, Sherry Bustos of Illinois, and Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico. The big question is, what does this mean for the general election? So far, it's tough to say. Republicans were gleeful that they can focus their party's attention on Pelosi, whose approval ratings are at their lowest since October of 2010. But it's also important to remember that Crowley's opponent's message was a progressive one, but it was also anti-incumbent. She lambasted him, saying his kids didn't go to school in New York. He lives primarily in Virginia, so all incumbents should keep their eyes open.
What this means for 2020, clearly, this is the leftward lurch. If you thought Democrats were already leaning left, now look for this lurch. After last night, can you envision the forces running the Democratic Party today anointing a Joe Biden-type candidate? Another first in playbook this morning, the DCCC is already going up with a digital ad against New York Congressman Dan Donovan, who beat ex-con Michael Grimm last night. They're trying to position Donovan as a tool of Republicans, namely Donald Trump. Donovan faces Democrat Max Rose, an Army veteran in the district, which includes Staten Island and Brooklyn. Trump won the district by 10 in 2016, but Democrats always carried it in the past. Democrats are hoping it's erased after Donovan ran to the right to beat Grimm.
And another important nugget to start your day, the American Action Network is spending $2 million on an ad campaign thanking Republicans and Democrats for supporting legislation that fights opioid addiction, while freshman Republicans will get a private briefing from USTR's Robert Lighthizer today at 10:30 a.m. And CNBC scoops that Larry Kudlow is considering bringing on Dan Clifton, head of policy research at Strategis Research Partners, as deputy director.
Lots cooking on the immigration front. The New York Times has a story on the federal judge in California halting the splitting up of migrant families at the border, issuing a nationwide injunction late Tuesday. ABC News is reporting that First Lady Melania Trump is planning another trip to a detention center housing immigrants this week. Alana Shore and Burgess Everett write that immigration outcry is spurring 2020 challengers like Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and even Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley.
The Post has a story up on how SCOTUS's travel ban ruling could embolden the president in remaking the immigration system. And on the world stage, the Wall Street Journal reports that the U.S. is toughening its stance on future Iran oil exports, threatening to sanction countries that don't cut oil imports from Iran to zero by November 4th. And on the investigations front, Kyle Cheney and John Bresnahan write that the House Rules Committee is preparing to advance a resolution that would call for DOJ to hand over Russia probe documents. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.